Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yankees lose out in Oakland again. The place has not been too kind to them. Mets with another win on this ever-so-important homestand against the Cleveland Indians last night in dramatic fashion. Actually listened to a national sports update driving in this morning after I was got everything from Harris Allen. I said, let me see what they're leading with nationally. Guess what it was? The New York Mets! How about that?
Where'd you go for that national sports update?
I'm not going to tell you, but I listened to like four Harris updates in a row, and then I was curious. I said, let me just check this national sports update.
So it wasn't the CBS Sports Radio national sports
I'm not going to tell you what it was.
All right.
I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to tell you that they led with the Mets. My point is, it doesn't matter who it was. My point is that nationally, the Mets are also a very, very big story.
Yes, they should be.
Yes, as they continue to win. What's happening, CeeLo? How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
They're doing well. Did you hear any of the Minko for the first couple of days of the week? You did.
I caught the snippets that were on Twitter and posted to the podcast and whatnot.
Did you enjoy those?
I did. I retweeted the one about the balls flying all over the place.
Balls popping out all over the place.
I said about Mink showing a little edge. I said that was the most or the loudest I'd seen him laugh in the 12 years that I've known him.
That's what I said to him.
It's incredible.
I know.
It's a good job. You guys brought it out of him. Nice job.
All right, CeeLo, what do you got this morning?
All right, brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody, and obviously everything certainly clicking for the Mets these days.
Davis hammers it toward the left field wall. That's going to get down. Base hit, and what hops the fence at left? Conforto scores, and would you believe it? The Mets do it again. They score twice in the bottom of the 10th, and it's J.D. Davis with the walk-off to win it.
Wayne Randazzo, final call, WCBS 880. And I will say, I was listening today on the ride-up from Ocean City, New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
To yesterday's podcast.
Yeah.
And listening even more so in the car to Randazzo and just thinking about it through your eye. It's even worse than it is in here. And by worse, I mean better, of course.
Right, absolutely.
It is so spot on. It's incredible. I was cracking up doing about 81 cruise control on the Garden State Parkway flying up this morning. So that was fun. That walk-off there all set up by the fielder's choice earlier in the inning where Brad Hand didn't cover first base or Carlos Santana didn't come home to try and cut down Amed Rosario. Pick your poison there. And two batters later, J.D. Davis ends it with that missile to the left field wall. So in 10 innings, Mets 4, Indians 3. Fourth straight win, 5 out of 6. Coming back after Luis Avalon served up the go-ahead solo homer to Santana in the top of the inning. Davis, the hero, batting .383 at home this season, got the usual treatment, the jersey ripped off, the Gatorade bath, and eventually commandeered the SNY mic from Steve Gill.
And you had the good sense to wear an undershirt today, unlike Michael Conforto. Oh, man.
Hey, Mets fans, we did it again!
And then he didn't give the mic back for another 30 seconds or so, and he was just playing.
When you're down a couple runs and you need runs now, call J.D. Davis. 877 runs
now! You guys were very unfair to that gentleman.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
Boomer. It's hysterical.
I didn't like it because it was a commercial jingle. I got to be honest. It was a commercial jingle over the phone.
It was catchy, though.
Well, I mean, I can't deny it now.
That was only yesterday. Wow.
Yeah.
My sense of time is way off.
Listen, it caught on yesterday. He came through again. I have to be on board with this.
I have to.
Regardless of my true opinion on it, I have to be a part. I've got enough sense to realize that this is a thing, so I'm in.
Good man.
Yeah.
You can admit the error of your ways. Yeah. Nice job.
And Al did post a video of the guy singing it, so if you'd like to see him do that.
Is it cleaner, or is it from what he sent in?
Well, I do always love the original, but I could play you what he posted to Twitter. Yeah. Here it is.
When you're down a couple runs and you need runs now, call J.D. Davis. 877 runs now!
Oh, my God.
Pretty good.
Sounds like someone that works in the halls here on one of these.
Whatever.
Good
I
God.
Like it.
Yeah, it's tremendous. Good job.
Well, back to the old drawing board.
It does sound like Marvin the Martian. That's there Marvin the Martian right there.
I think we found the guy that should be shotgunning beers at the next Met game.
Definitely.
All right, here's our boy Davis. One more on SNY.
We got Hand up there, one of the best closers. We just passed the baton. We had that New York swagger, that New York attitude. We didn't quit.
He's like a wrestler promoting something there.
But he loves it. And he was even just talking about the energy they're feeding off the crowd, how much he loves playing at Citi Field. He's been great.
Well, it's not to love right now, right? And Mickey Callaway certainly felt it last night.
That felt a lot like a playoff game.
And he's gotten the best of his former skipper, Terry Francona, so far in this series. Gives a lot of credit to that Citi Field faithful.
Our crowd makes that atmosphere, and it's electric. And we probably don't win that game without them doing what they do.
And they're up to 36-21 at home with plenty more on the way. Juan Lagares, two more hits. He's got four multi-hit games since returning to the everyday lineup. He and Luis Guillorme knocked in the other Met runs. The only real concern out of this one, Marcus Stroman left after four innings with a tight left hamstring. However, he had an MRI, and Callaway said afterward they're not all that concerned about it for right now. Noah Syndergaard will try to pitch the Mets to a series sweep tonight, opposed by rookie Aaron Civale's 7-10 start. On WCBS.
And did you see Robinson Cano was taking batting practice yesterday?
Yeah, shocking.
And he's supposed to run today, I think,
like
if he wakes up
could actually
and feels
be
okay.
Back.
Yeah.
But he tore his hamstring. How is that possible?
Like maybe it was
he's a horizon.
A slight tear. Who
is
knows?
He a horizon guy now? He might be.
He's going to come back.
I guess right? So.
Nimmo. McNeil.
Well, McNeil, I want back.
And Jeff Lowry's coming on the way back.
Well, I know.
On the way up. I shouldn't say back. He's never been here.
I actually saw a video of him in a baseball game yesterday. It was like shocking.
Yeah.
Now, if you're Jed Lowry at this point, are you afraid, hey, I'm going to come back and if things
screw
go wrong,
things
I'm going to get blamed?
No, because Todd Frazier's not hitting a lick. I mean, I had a base hit last night, but Todd Frazier against right-handed pitching, if you look at his splits, terrible.
I mean, as just the team in general.
No, I don't think Jed Lowry's thinking that. He's thinking, like, this has been the worst season of my life.
Yeah.
This team is now on fire. How great would it be if I could come back and join it? That's what he's thinking.
It's going to take him a little bit to get up to speed, though. No,
Cano's going to come back. All of a sudden, Brody.
Well.
Flew it to the top.
Yeah, flew it to the top. That championship.
Hey, did you just set yourself up?
This year. This year and every single year.
Yes, you did.
I told you, bitches, this would happen. You didn't believe me. You doubted me. And now look. I am the greatest. I could see Brody like up in the suite taking his shirt off when these guys rip their shirts off. He's just ripping off his button down.
Hey, Jeff, rip it off.
Yeah, is it Jeff Wilpon rips off Brody's Brooks Brothers polo. You know, take it off. Let my chest feel the breeze.
He didn't even have to put any words on his tweet last night.
He tweeted
out a picture. No words necessary or something like that. So everything's turning up roses for him for the moment. They didn't really get a lot of help in the standings, though. Phillies, Nationals, Cubs all wanted. The Cardinals, though, did lose a rain-shortened game to the Brewers 5-3.
Right, so they picked up a half game.
Yeah, half game. So Mets and Phils are both a game and a half out of that second wild card spot. And the Cubs are now back atop the NL Central.
They wound up beating the Giants.
12-11. They blew two leads, and then Chris Bryant hit a two-run shot in the eighth, and he called it a season-defining win. That remains to be seen.
All right.
But they are back atop the NL Central for the moment. They have won four in a row. Out west, more Oakland struggles for the Yankees.
Here's the 1-1 to Semien. Line to deep left field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Another home run against Jay Happ.
Sean Sterling fed up. Third and eight.
You could tell.
Here on the fan, Semien and Chris Davis taking Happ deep for two-run homers in the early frames. Oakland built a 5-1 lead, went on to beat the Yanks 6-4. They've won 6 out of 7, a percentage point ahead of the Rays for the second AL wildcard spot. It's now a career-high 31 homers allowed by Happ on the year.
I don't know. Seems like it's been an issue for everybody, but, you know, definitely me as well.
That'd be an understatement. He only went 4+ in this one. Falls to 10-8, ERA of 5.58.
The bloop in the homer and the walk in the homer, and there's four runs. You know, I just think struggling to keep the ball in the park for whatever reason.
And wasn't
it's not for lack of trying to figure it out.
Hi.
Wasn't the walk to the ninth batter, too?
Sure.
Oh.
It may have been.
I think it was. And you see our guy Puck.
Yeah, AJ Puck.
He looks like Chapman.
Yeah, I know, he throws 100 miles an hour.
And then you bring in Liam Hendricks. 100 miles an hour.
Right. Everyone does come out of the pen, right?
Liam Hendricks got some weird ass like mouth guard or something too. He's always chewing on, spitting out.
That sounds right.
It's very, very strange. But yeah, no, that AJ Puck. I mean, now you know what they're excited about.
Yeah,
talking
you could
about
see
him.
It. Throws hard.
Long hair, 100 miles an hour. Let's go.
Yep. I'm sure he'll be a mainstay in their rotation for years to come as they move forward to next year, coming off the Tommy John. Aaron Boone trying mightily to find something nice to say about his starter in this one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in a lot of ways, you know, tonight was, you know, a little bit what's happened to him throughout the season. You see a lot of good in there.
He hasn't pitched to an ERA below 4 in any single month this season. Through 4 starts in August, it's just under 8. As a team, the Yanks are a mess in Oakland, 7-20 at the Coliseum since July of 2012, and they are 1-8 there since the start of 2017. Mike Ford, 3-for-4 with a homer. Mike Tauchman, 2-for-2 with a couple of RBIs. Multi-hit games, Gio Urshela and Didi Gregorius, but DJ LeMahieu and Aaron Judge combined to go 0-for-10, 3 Ks, 2 of them looming large in the 8th with a couple of runners aboard. Brett Gardner remains out of the lineup. He had an ingrown toenail removed Sunday. Could be back tonight. You've got Masahiro Tanaka opposed by Tanner Roark.
Wait, hold on a second. That just sounds awful.
Ingrown toenail removed.
He got
Sunday.
The whole
That's
toenail
what I read.
Removed?
Or the ingrown part of it, I guess. Removed. So they gave him a couple days, and apparently he might play tonight.
Like the idea of getting a nail ripped off.
Wasn't I read some recently an NFL player would have his toenails removed before the season just so he didn't have to deal with like literally before the season and just take
like,
his toenails
off. Like declawing of a cat?
Basically.
What do you mean he didn't want to deal with it? Deal
like,
with what?
With some sort of ingrown toenail or turf toes. Or just had them removed before the season and eventually after the year they grow back. I forget who that was. I'll have to edit that for you, but I did read that recently.
Like of all the things, man. Like if I was, if you want to torture me, like do that.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing I wouldn't
Bamboo
be able to.
Shoots right in there.
Ah, God.
Mm.
Anyway.
We got pregame on the fan, 8:55, at which point Giants preseason football will head over exclusively to our AM signal for those of you that are looking for
the signal
Giants
again.
Game tonight. That's
Splitting the signal.
Yes. Astros ace Justin Verlander tossed a complete game 2-hit gem with 11 strikeouts, and he lost because a couple of solo homers enough for his former team, the Tigers, to edge Houston 2-1.
You know what's funny about that? And I've seen this story a couple of times. So they lost the game to the Orioles last week or 2 weeks ago. They lose to the Tigers last night. And they're making it like this massive upset.
Yeah, the betting
it's
odds.
Baseball.
Right. I know. Well, because
like whatever.
Well, the odds. Right. That's the thing.
No, I mean, I get it.
And apparently,
but
the idea
that the Orioles can't beat them or the Tigers can't beat them is silly.
Well, yeah, but it's just that when you put it at like minus 480 or whatever it was, or minus 5 something.
And because people are much more active now betting day to day because of the apps and whatnot.
I get it.
Vegas alone
took to make that bet.
They made 6 figures on this game last night because people were parlaying the Astros on the run line or the money line, putting down $50,000, $60,000 bets, thinking, hey, it's Verlander. And he was dominant, but the Astros didn't score. And
that's
why
baseball,
you don't
Susan.
Gamble that kind of money, but if you have that kind of money to spend, it's probably not hurting you all that much. Rays walked off the Mariners 7-6. The White Sox blanked the Twins 4-0. Lucas Giolito, 3-hit shutout. He struck out 12 at an interleague game of note. The Dodgers topped the Blue Jays 2-1. Max Muncy had the walk-off for L.A. in the bottom half of the 10th.
We talk about a team having a magical season. We talk about the Yankees all the time. And what the Dodgers have done this year has been unbelievable. How many game winners do they have in the ninth inning?
I feel like a million.
It seems like every
other
night.
And they had
that
stretch where it was a bunch of rookies for a while.
Yeah.
Your boy Will Smith hit another home run last night. He's got 12 and 100 at-bats in his big league career so far. So, yeah, everything they do seems to work out.
Him and that guy. What's his name? Yordan
Alvarez for the
Astros.
Yeah. Yeah. Giants Bengals set in Cincinnati, 6:05 pre, 7:05 start. Here's Pat Shurmur on the Daniel Jones expectations for this evening's game.
We want him to execute well. We don't want him to fumble snaps or fumble the ball in the pocket. And we want him to keep executing well, throwing the ball and getting us in the right place.
That would be nice. Well, I'm not quite sure how many series Eli and the starters are going to play, but I'd imagine you'll see quite a bit of Jones again this evening. Baker Mayfield at the podium yesterday, further trying to clear the air on the whole GQ article and the comments that he made, did reach out to Jones directly.
It had nothing to do specifically about Daniel, about the winning and stuff, but you know, I reached out to Daniel because all that blew out of, you know, way out of hand, and I wanted him to know how I felt.
Trying to further explain that.
I'd love to know what the quote was in its entirety.
Well, I think
maybe
what happened,
GQ will help us out.
Well, he was implying was that it was quotes from two different things he was talking about and then put it together.
Together
and
exactly
then it looked like he was slamming Daniel Jones now. I actually believe Baker Mayfield because it does not read well when you first read it. It looks like he's crushing a peer of his and it's out of line. But then when you hear his explanation, I believe him because Like I said yesterday, Baker Mayfield's not a guy who's going to run and hide from anything that he says.
And he said that yesterday. He goes, if I have a problem with somebody, you know I've, in the past, had no problem speaking up about it.
Right. So yeah, I believe him. And the fact that he reached out to Daniel Jones as well, is he didn't have to do that. So I think he's handled this really – both those guys have handled this well now after the initial article and the initial quote.
He didn't have to do it from Daniel Jones' standpoint, but also from his own standpoint, he had this to say.
I don't care about a lot of opinions of it, you know, if you like me or not, but that looked like my character was, you know, way out of line, and so that's the only reason I addressed him.
So he just wanted to clear his own name.
He's right. It did. Yeah. That's what it looked like. It clearly wasn't the case, so I think it was smart for him to defend himself in this instance.
You got the Jets prepping for Saturday's tilt with the Saints. Obviously, Le'Veon Bell will not play. They'll hold him out for the remainder of the preseason, getting plenty of work in practice. He has dressed and warmed up for the first couple of the preseason games, and Sam Darnold's been giving him the business.
I mean, he's out there in pregame with the pads on and dancing around, and he's like, let's go, guys. Come on, get fired up. And I'm like, bro, you're not even playing. Like, I mean, once you start playing, you can start doing that stuff.
And they seem to certainly be feeling very good over there in Florham Park. You got the second-year QB poking fun at the high-priced running back, and Adam Gase saying all nice things about everyone. So as I pull a Minko there.
You're right.
Lost my...
You trailed off.
Yeah. Just making some weird noises. Anyway, here's Bell on not getting the preseason reps. Instead, he's asking the defenders to try and bang him up a little bit during practice.
I try to go get a little contact in practice. You know, our defensive players do a good job of giving me good contact, but not really trying to hurt me or take me to the ground too much.
He's been getting plenty of reps, so he seems to feel like the rust has been knocked off, but obviously that'll remain to be seen once we get into regular season action. Another suspension for the Jets to deal with now. Brandon Copeland, 4 games for PED use, so Avery Williamson goes down, and now this is kind of the next man up, and now he's going to miss
the
first quarter of the season.
Erection pills?
Yeah, it could be. Apparently, that's a thing now. Major League Baseball saying that, watch out if you're going to go to a gas station and get an erection enhancer, if you will. There might be something in there.
Could be a problem, yeah, for sure.
I mean, God. I mean, a gas station?
Well, yeah, they have tons of them.
Yeah, I guess.
A whole wall of them with the lottery tickets.
Yeah. I guess I'd never really go into these marts and gas stations.
There's one, I know Al gets on me because I'll go get gas at 3 a.m. routinely. You need gas, you get gas.
Yeah, what?
I do it too.
What are you supposed to do? Break down on the side of the road?
No, you're supposed to get gas the day before when it's sunny out and not nighttime.
I'm not afraid,
criminals come out.
Al, you live in Mattawan. Let's relax.
Right. So anyway, right, you think he's in Detroit.
Jeez.
There's one that I will stop by that they've got so many of these. That Al's tried them all. No. I'm kidding. He revealed his friend Hal has tried them.
Yeah,
there's
Hal Mukes,
one where it used to be
TV producer.
Asking for a friend.
Right. Yeah.
There used to be like a normal counter. You'd walk in. It was a normal little convenience store. And over the years, the opening to the guy has been shrunk to where I went in the other night to get something. And I had to pay. I'm like, are you back there? And literally, it was like a little window, like a little box. Yes, sir. Yeah. Put the money through here.
He's just surrounded by vices, right? Like
yes.
Tobacco and
the CBD oils, the tobacco stuff, the vaping stuff, the erection pills, whatever.
Energy drinks.
Yeah, all of it.
Probably makes him feel safer in there, too, to Al's point about middle of the night.
I suppose so.
They don't even know if he's there.
I had no idea if he was there because I've gone in there before, and you know the guy's in the bathroom because the store is just empty. Hmm. And you're like, hello, anybody? Like, you can walk out with anything. And he's disposed at the moment.
Understood. That is frustrating. I'll stop for gas on the way in. You go to get into the mini marts, get a coffee or something, and it's locked because the guys, you know.
Or they're sleeping.
That, well, the guys in the little vestibule are always sleeping, but the guy inside in the mart sometimes will take a, you know, 40-minute bathroom break and you can't get any food and bring in for the morning shift here, you know? You got to come in empty-handed.
First the erection
problems.
Pills.
First world problems. Right? You wouldn't know because you don't frequent these marts.
No, I don't.
No.
I don't. As I feel like, you know, if we could, if one of our forefathers came back at a time machine and we brought him in there, they'd probably look around and go, this is not what we were envisioning.
Oh, I'm like, sure there's a lot of ways that would apply.
This is not what we were thinking about. 7 million boner pills and cigarettes and all sorts of stuff. This is crazy.
Well put.
Right. Is that it?
Pretty much. Yeah,
okay.
We're good.
Very good.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.